my polling, the new polling here. Here it is. I want to share this with you. It's fairly telling for a couple of reasons. Joe Biden continues to stay steady above 30%, 31%. This is a brand new NBC Wall Street Journal national poll on the Democrats running for president. And Joe Biden stays on top at 31%. It's important because his numbers really have not changed. Despite the gaffes, despite, you know, the Bidenisms, the exaggerations, the confusion, all of it. In fact, the Trump administration and the Trump campaign put out yesterday a video focusing on Joe Biden and some of his inability to communicate properly or clearly, his gaffes. And it was also echoed by those in the media that are there to carry the water for the Democrat Party. Just listen to a bit of this, and then I want to share a new one from yesterday from Joe Biden and just kind of give you a sense of the race where we are. It's bite number two from the Trump campaign, a video about Joe Biden from Joe Biden and others in the Democrat Party and the media. Bite two, go.
Quote, "You don't have to do this, Joe. You really don't."
That is not a joke. That is a natural fact.
I think Biden looked unsteady at many points.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone.
He's not the most polished speaker anymore.
The president thinks, my friend Vermont thinks that.
Watching his long, winding answers that don't really make sense in recent debates has also raised the question as to whether that has gotten worse. And whether he is up for this.
The fact is that the bills that the future president here.
There's a lot of people who are concerned about Joe Biden's ability to carry the ball all the way across the end line without fumbling.
Go to Joe 30330.
He looked kind of unsteady and almost deer in the headlights.
So what are we doing? What's going on right now?
He's not that good at this. I mean, he's clearly
he's not
that strong a candidate, thinking on his feet.
Anyway, my time's up. I'm sorry.
I think there are some concerns, and they've been expressed by Democrats themselves.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
They are?
Whether Joe Biden is
all right,
equipped to withstand a very grueling campaign.
We choose truth.
So back to the polling. Joe Biden, despite all of that, continues to remain on top. 31% the latest poll, about where he's been throughout this process. Doesn't seem to lose much because he's the only reasonable voice when he has a coherent message compared to those that are far left. Now, Elizabeth Warren has moved into second place at 25% and Bernie Sanders at 14%. But Bernie Sanders has some important polling in New Hampshire where he's leading and California where he's leading. And because California has moved its primary up much earlier than in years past, California will play a critical role, and that will keep Bernie Sanders in this race probably till nearly the end. I don't know who comes out on top. In fourth place, the new poll, Mayor Pete, followed by Kamala Harris. She's done. She's flamed out. Andrew Yang, Klobuchar, Booker, but no Beto. No Bobby O'Rourke. And that has to tell you something about his "we're going to take your guns" message. We're going to take your guns. Apparently, that doesn't play well, not even with Democrats. Beto, maybe the most spectacular flame out in recent memory in politics. I mean, he was a guy that brought in more money for a Senate race than any time in U.S. history. More money came into Texas in his race against Ted Cruz, a fairly unlikable incumbent, still lost by 4 points. Even though he had piles and piles of money. All right, now, so back to Joe Biden. The latest Bidenism comes from just yesterday, where Joe Biden doubled the U.S. population, which I guess is pretty cool, sort of. Here it is. It's bite number 17. Go.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. It would increase the GDP, to sound like a wonk here, by about 0.8%. It would grow the economy.
Let's see here. It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. But Joe, there's only 330 million Americans in the whole place. But it'll put 720 million women back to work. It will? You see, it's that tenuous grasp of reality that concerns people greatly. And they continue to go back to electability. And I ask you, is he truly electable? Jimmy Carter will have this for you tomorrow. I've decided to save this. Jimmy Carter says he couldn't have done the job of president at 80. He could barely do it when he was there. Pretty poor president overall, my opinion. But he says at the age of 80, no way he could have been president. Too much information to manage. Too much going on. Too many things. Focus on this, then focus. Can you imagine Joe Biden in the Situation Room being bombarded with information about some critical situation involving our U.S. military and whether or not to go, and it's coming at you real time fast? You've got a general here, an admiral there. You've got something from the National Security Agency over here, and they're all pounding you with information. You've got to make a decision as to what's going to happen next. You're going to put U.S. service members' lives at risk. You could trigger a war. What are you going to do? And it's not a comfortable position. Not for me, it's not. I don't believe that Joe Biden is a credible candidate anymore. I'm sorry, but I believe he's lost a step. I'm not suggesting he has Alzheimer's. I'm just saying he's not up for the job, which is the same thing that was included in the video you just saw released by the Trump campaign, said by Democrats and said by their handmaidens in the mainstream media. This is serious. This is your country. This is your life. And this is Joe Biden. Think about it. Well, some final thoughts on the program. Just a moment here for this Wednesday. Final thoughts for hour number two, I should say. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.